Welcome to the Community Affairs Program. I'm your host, Tashauna Moon. With me, I have Megan Baldy. She is the Klamath Trinity Resource Conservation District Coordinator. Welcome, Megan.
Thank you for having me.
Almost everyone's New Year's resolution is to be healthier. Where would be the best place to start?
I think starting with small steps to change your healthier eating or change your healthier exercising, because small steps actually turn into big steps. With a lot of people, I tell them when they're making dishes or they're trying to get healthy, don't just throw everything out of your kitchen or your cupboard. Begin to add things to what you're already doing. So if you're making spaghetti, throw a bunch of vegetables into your spaghetti. If you're making tacos, throw a bunch of vegetables into your tacos. Those small steps add up.
What inspired you to learn more about health and nutrition?
What inspired me would be when I started working for the Klamath Trinity Resource Conservation District, we have a program called Veggie Club, and it's a weekly program that's run like a CSA, which is Community Supported Agriculture. They were able to bring in year-round in-season produce from local farmers and sell them to people for a whole cost share. And I've seen a lot of people not taking part in that and not utilizing it, and then farmers began to also give me free produce for helping to market their product. And so it just inspired me to figure out reasons why people weren't taking part of it, and also inspired me to incorporate what the farmers were giving me into my family's diet, because in-season produce is unlike any other. The flavors and the nutrient content is so great because there's a vitality still to them, because they're usually harvested that day or the day before, so they still have a lot of life to them. And so trying to get that produce into my family's diet and then also teach people how to utilize it is why I started to really get into nutrition.
What types of food are the best to have?
I would say kale. Everybody knows me around Hoopa as a kale pusher. I think that it's one of the great vegetables to add to your diet, not only because it's so diverse and it could be put into anything, but because it's so easily to grow around here. Like, our acorns have everything that we need to sustain ourselves. Kale does too. I feel like if our ancestors knew about it and the way that it grows, we would have had fields of it. So I think it's a great food to add to your diet. I also like just contemporary foods mixed with our traditional foods. So getting some of these new produce that we're not familiar with and mixing them in with our deer meat or our salmon, or even right now I'm working on doing different things with acorns.
What types of food should we avoid?
I would say high processed, high fat, high sodium foods. Soda is probably one of the worst things that we drink in Indian country. And the reason being, it's so high in sugar, it's so high in sodium, it's so high in all types of different things, the carbonated water in it. It's not good for our bodies. And it actually depletes a lot of the nutrients that us as natives need, like our vitamin D, our calcium for our bones. Because, you know, as we get older, we are starting to see a lot more Native Americans with osteoporosis and arthritis. And I think that soda is probably one of the worst.
What tips do you have for building healthier cooking habits?
Add to what you're already doing. Try to bring in different vegetables and introduce them to your family. Adding to your spaghetti or something that their palate won't be overwhelmed by the flavor of the produce, that they will be able to eat what they're familiar with, but also adding that extra to it. So I always like to throw kale in spaghetti or throw it into tacos, or I'll throw kale into a smoothie that has a banana and strawberry, so that sweet and that banana cuts that bitter that a lot of people don't like.
I think we could all say that when it comes to kids, they don't like to eat vegetables.
No.
How do you get your kids to eat?
A lot of it is as it becomes more familiar to them, they start to utilize it. But also, like, getting them in the kitchen, getting them preparing food with you, they really enjoy that. If they prepare it with you, they're more than apt to eat it. One thing that I've been able to get kids to eat was eggplant. And the way we did that is we cut the eggplant up with the kids. We cut the ingredients like the bell peppers and the mushrooms and stuff. And the bell peppers and the eggplant, they actually grew at the community garden. With them growing, with them prepping it, and with them cooking the eggplant pizza, they were eating it. And I seen kids eat thirds and fourths of eggplant, which is like unheard of, because most people just pass by eggplant and like, what the heck would I ever do with that? So that's just fun, creative ways to get kids involved, and just involving them in the process is a really important thing.
Most people stick to a New Year's resolution for a small amount of time. What tips do you have for those struggling to stay motivated?
I think that resolution things are kind of hard to stick to because it's something you're like, okay, I'm going to get healthy, and then throw out all their food from their cupboards and stuff. And then they start off with baked chicken and steamed vegetables and quinoa, and they go into palate shock, or they start exercising really quick and then they're like really sore the next day and they go into physical shock. I think with those building yourself up and integrating into what you're already doing, like if you're already walking around, add a couple more steps to your walk. If you're already cooking all kinds of different dishes, add some extra produce to your dish. Don't make like a drastic resolution change where you just try to change your whole life, because I mean, I'm 34 years old. It took me 34 years to get like this. I'm not going to just snap my finger and change overnight. So just the gradual changing, and they say that it takes 21 days to change a habit. And so being consistent in that 21 days, it starts to ingrain into your lifestyle.
What does the Klamath Trinity Resource Conservation District offer to those trying to eat healthier?
Well, we have the Vegetable Club, which is once a week, and we buy local produce from farmers at a wholesale share cost. We actually have the EBT machine so that we're able to accept food stamp benefits. TANF clients are able to access vouchers to pick up a share a week. We also have the option to pay, and it's $15 a week. And most of the produce still has a lot of vitality in it because it's usually picked that day or the day before. It's all nutritional and it's organic, so it's accessible here to us as natives and as people, and none of the produce travels more than 15 miles away, so we're not shipping in produce or anything. We get it all locally and locally sourced.
Any events coming up for KTRCD?
This year, we intend to have an agricultural fair. We're hoping to host it at the rodeo grounds. So we'd like to encourage youth and all people that want to be involved. They want to do a animal project, plant project, if they want to do a bear grass weaving project or acorn soup project, they can come to the KTRCD and we'll help get them the resources so that we could have a really nice fair here in Hoopa.
Do you have anything else you'd like to share?
Well, you know, we also, this year, we have the specialty crops block grant, and we're able to help certain producers with some funding and some help and some resources. We want to start putting on workshops that are valuable to the local producers and what they want to learn, whether it's pruning, whether it's worm casting, whether it's composting. So we'll be advertising that in the local paper, on the radio, and through Facebook. So just keep your eyes and your ears open so that we're going to have some meetings coming up and you're able to take part of that grant and be able to get valuable resources if you want to grow your own food, if you want to really buckle down on food sovereignty and here in Hoopa. I know that since our stores closed, we're all feeling the crunch of our food system, and it really disheartens me that in 2016, with all this technology and all the things that we've advanced here in America, that we have starving people here locally when we're able to grow our own food and sustain ourselves for thousands and thousands of years before a store came in. So I'd like to see us become more food sovereign and work on our food security, and we're hoping that the RCD could play a part in that.
Thank you, Megan, for coming in and sharing with us.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you guys for having me.
This has been our Community Affairs program, produced by KIDE, engineered by Joseph Orozco. I'm your host, Tashauna Moon. We just heard Megan Baldy, coordinator of the Klamath Trinity Resource Conservation District.